Hi you, and welcome to the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show. I'm your host, Stephanie Smolders, and in this show, we will have a combination of solo episodes from me personally with my tips, my advice as an online business and marketing coach, and I interview the most exciting mission-driven entrepreneurs and ask them all their secrets and all their tips, and we dive into their personal life as an entrepreneur as well. I cannot wait to show you and to let you listen in on all these conversations. So let's dive right in. Welcome to the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show. And in today's episode, we are going to talk about all things self-love with Linda. She's also known as the Ice Ice Baby Linda. She's a super inspiring woman who is trained by Wim Hof, the Iceman himself. She can walk on fire. She's married to herself. She's basically superwoman, and she helps others connect again with their inner wisdom from a place of self-love, breathwork, ice baths, and retreats. And I cannot wait to share all her wisdom with you as well on the podcast. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you. Wow, what a beautiful introduction. Thank you.
You're welcome. And it's so great to have you. And I love making introductions for people. I actually really get super excited about. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on the podcast, but still, I like writing this out.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me.
I'm excited because I want to share your mission with the world. Can you tell us more what that really is?
Yeah. Well, my mission is that I really want to help people connect to their inner wisdom so that they can be the compass of their own life and trust themselves fully to set course or sail course. I think that's the proper way to say it. And I do that through breath work, ice work, going into ice baths, walking over fire, and coaching people to their inner wisdom.
Yeah. How did you get to doing this kind of work? What inspired you to do that?
I was in a relationship 6 years ago with someone who wasn't really that kind to me, and I really lost contact with my intuition, because every time that I had a hunch about something, he would really tell me that I was crazy. And so I really started to doubt myself, and I was always working very long days and just working. I wanted to analyze everything, control everything, and then I got hit by a car. And I had to sit at home for 3 months recovering because I had a concussion. And at that point, I just felt lost and weak. And I really needed someone to take care of me, actually. And that's when I saw a documentary about Wim Hof, the Iceman. And I felt like every cell of my body told me, like, you have to go and meet this man. And that feeling that I had, I repressed that for such a long time. It was my intuition. It wasn't built on something logical, but it was something that I could feel in my body. Then I went on a journey with him to Poland, and we did a lot of breath work to prepare ourselves to swim in ice water. And we also climbed a mountain where it was minus 30 degrees Celsius. And by doing such powerful work with your body, I really felt connected to the strength of my body again. And I could also tap into listening to my intuition better.
It's very powerful to hear you speak about connecting with your body and really tuning into what you hear from the inside. And especially that it came from a relationship and then you actually married yourself along the way. And I would love to hear as well if you can share a little bit more of why it's important to have self-love and to take care of yourself and don't really rely on someone else taking care of you.
Well, I do think it is always good to be in relationship with people around you. But the thing is, if you are not, or the case was with me, that when I didn't love myself, I was feeling this emptiness inside myself, and I really longed for other people to fill those empty spaces. And that stems from like my childhood. There was like every parent, no parent is perfect. They sometimes miss out on stuff to how to properly take care of you. And those emptiness or those parts that are left empty, nobody else can fill them up fully. Because if you are in a relationship with someone and you missed, for example, respect or encouragement when you were younger, you can have a partner that is giving you a lot of encouragement, which is amazing to have a partner to do that. Like, wow, yes, let's go. But if that partner leaves, also the encouragement goes away. So it's so important to also give yourself encouragement, give yourself love and nurturing. So in that way, it will fill you up and it will always be there. Because if you can give yourself all the love, respect, encouragement that you need, you are not asking for someone else to fill it for you, that hole, that emptiness inside of you. And you can do whatever you want in the world because you always have yourself with you and you have a really stable base with yourself if you love yourself. And I think it's really, really important to be kind and loving and nurturing to yourself. So that if you have a relationship with someone else, may it be a partner or friends, that you are already so whole of yourself. You are it. And then to have someone else there to join you, it's just magic.
Self-love and that whole journey for you changed you and your relationships.
It changed a lot because I didn't love myself at first. I didn't notice it when that guy that I was dating 6 years ago, that he wasn't treating me with a lot of respect. There were no alarm bells ringing because I didn't respect and love myself. So why would it be a problem if someone else didn't treat me with love and respect? So there were no alarm bells going off in that relationship. And as soon as I started to love myself, I could recognize it when people weren't respecting me or loving me the way that they should. And I could set more boundaries towards those people. And now I am in a lot of loving relationships, like with my partner and also with my friends. They are amazing and I'm so happy with them. And yeah, you build better relationships if you respect and love yourself, because you expect that from other people then as well.
Very powerful. And it's definitely something that also as an entrepreneur is important, that you start with you and you stay with you and that you have clear boundaries and all of that. And I know you also work with people around relationships, like a single breakthrough session. What's something that people come to you with? What's like a main quote-unquote problem that they have that you help them with?
Yeah, the main problem is the question, why am I still single? And I coached a lot of people who were single for their whole life. And my coaching is all about asking the right questions, because I believe that everyone has so much wisdom inside themselves already. So I will never like tell you like, this is your problem, you should change this and this and this. But I would ask the right questions, and then the blind spot that people have on why they are still single just disappears. And the funny thing is that so many people who come to me to do the single breakthrough coaching, they are so scared to do it because they're like, oh, there's probably something so wrong with me. And it's really funny because that's never like the outcome. The outcome is never that there is something wrong with them, but that they just had a blind spot on what they thought that a relationship should be, or their expectations that they maybe had of a relationship or from dating, or, but it's never that there's something wrong with them. And I don't believe that there is something wrong with people who are single. So it's really funny how they come to me and then it's not the answer that they thought it would be.
Yeah, because they find the answer themselves, right?
Yeah, they find it themselves. And that's also something that I am really, really surprised about every time. That even people that come to me that I know pretty well and they want to be coached on why they are still single, I never put my mind to it myself to figure it out already beforehand. I'm always super open and I don't want to fill in already or make assumptions. I really hold the space for them to come up with their own answer. And if I do that, then the answer comes at the right time for them. Because like most of the time, it's like an hour or 90 minutes into the coaching session that the blind spot disappears and like everything falls into place. And if I would maybe already came up with that answer that they come up with after an hour, but do that at the beginning of the coaching session, maybe they're not open to hear it yet. Maybe they're not ready yet. So it's really important for me to hold space for them to come up with their own answers at the right time for them to also feel it and understand it.
Yeah. Could you share how you do that, that you stay open? Because we as projectors, we tend to see problems and things that are not really working for them. How do you not share that? Do you have a practice for that or some tips?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I just don't allow myself to go there. I just don't allow myself to think about what could be the answer. I'm just completely there holding space for the other person while I ask questions and they come up with answers. And the thing that I do, that I will do, is connect the dots. They come up with their own answers and then I can see through those answers and connect the dots. And sometimes that helps them to come to a full answer for themselves, but it's not always necessary. But I think that's something that projectors can do very well. If they hear a lot of answers from people, then connect all the dots and be like, first you said this, then you said this, and now you're here. Do you see the connection? And yeah, so I do connect the dots for people sometimes.
Yeah, so you're like a connector.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in the beginning, you also talked about doing ice work and breath work and fire and all the elements. Could you share more what that is and how that plays a role in what you do?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Working with the elements really helps to connect to the wisdom of your body. Like if I coach and ask questions, it's mostly your mind. But if you do breath work or go into an ice bath or walk over fire, you really have to connect to your body. You cannot go into the ice or walk over fire if you don't listen to the intuition of your body and to the wisdom of your body. So it's a really good practice to connect to your wisdom. And with the ice and the fire, they have a bit of a different kind of way of working with the wisdom of your body. With the fire, it is super clear, because if you want to walk over fire, there are people who burn and there are people who don't burn their feet. And there has been some research about it, and the people who burn their feet are always people who didn't want to walk. They only walked because they wanted to have a good picture, or their friends already walked, or they paid for the course, so they decided to walk, but they didn't really want to walk. And those are the people who burn their feet. So if you want to walk over fire, if I am coaching you, I will put you in front of the fire, and you have to feel, do I want to walk? And if you feel a yes, then you can walk, and you're completely fine. And if you feel a no, then it's so super powerful to walk away.
Yeah. Oh my God. I like, your mind would be like, but I paid for this and I should be doing that. And now I'm not.
Yeah. But that's the victory. The true victory can be walking away, because it is respecting your intuition and respecting the wisdom of your body.
Super powerful. This is going to be a quote, like the true victory.
Yes.
Is walking away, because sometimes that is the whole case, to not go into it because you're supposed to, or because you made a promise or whatever. If you don't feel it, you don't feel it.
Exactly. Yes. So it really helped me as well to listen to my intuition and also to walk away from things that my mind cannot really maybe come up with reasons why I shouldn't do something. But if my body is saying no, I just listen to it. And we also talked about the ice a bit. Mm-hmm. And the ice has a little bit of a different kind of way of working with it. You need to listen to your body, because if you go into the ice water too long, it gets dangerous because you will freeze, and that's not good. So you really have to check in with your body, like, am I still okay? Can I relax in this situation? And what I think is really powerful about working with ice is that it sounds so tough to go into ice water, but actually it's a really soft practice, because the only way to endure the cold is to relax and to calm down. So if you go into the ice water, your breath will go really fast and high, and you will get a little bit maybe stressed and tensed in the body. And the only job that you have in the ice is to calm yourself down and to surrender. Because if you surrender and relax, then you can endure the cold. But if you have tension in your body, you're like, your blood doesn't run that well if you have so much tension. So it is really the key to relax, even in a situation that feels stressful. And that is such a good way to take that practice into the world, because a lot of people, when they are in a stressful situation, if it is with a boss or a partner or something that you come across in your life that makes you really stressful, it is very easy to get tension in your body and get a little bit tensed up. But the key is to stay open and relaxed in those situations, because then it goes from something that feels really scary and that you need to protect yourself from, to something that you can carry. You can carry it with ease. And that's what the cold does, training with the cold.
Yeah, I've always been super intrigued by ice baths and things like that. And I can easily shower in the cold and things like that. So next time I'm in the Netherlands, or if you do this abroad, I will be there.
Yes, I would love to throw you into an ice bath.
But throw me, I don't know, but guide me through it, yes.
Yes, yes, yes. I love to say that I like to throw people in there, but I'm actually very one-on-one, really, really kind, coaching people through.
Exactly, like when I see you, I see this soft butterfly feeling that I get from you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the nice thing, I think, about my coaching as well. That usually a lot of men do those ice bath trainings who are like, rah, let's go, be strong. And for me, it's like, can you relax in the situation? Can you like give in, surrender? I have a more soft way of approaching it. And that fits with different people. Some people like the strong stuff, and other people need more of the relaxation and surrender.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And talking about surrender, how was it for you to surrender to starting this as a business and actually allow yourself to go into this and make this your thing?
Oh, I get a little bit of goosebumps when you talk about me surrendering to starting my own business. Yeah, it was something that I felt so passionate about, to help people connect to their inner power and to fully trust themselves and trust every step that they're going to make on their journey. And the thing is, when I started, I wanted to help people so much that I started to give out everything for free. And that's where the coaching of the business mastermind that I attended with you and Anna really helped me to also surrender and give in to receiving for what I am offering. And I'm really working from flow in my business as well. I'm really working from what feels good, being a good boss to myself, a really kind boss. Like, I like to take naps sometimes, and I'm a boss who's going to be to myself like, yeah, you can take a nap. So yeah, it's really important for me now that I am starting my own business and being my own boss that I am a really nice boss as well.
Yeah, could you expand on that more? Because I hear a lot of people who start their business from a place of hustle and need, and it needs to happen. And you're right, I don't really feel that with you. You're very relaxed under the whole process of starting your business. I would love to hear if you have insights or tips or things to share.
Yeah, well, the first thing is for me to really feel like I am my own boss. I'd rather be a good boss to myself than someone who is very strict and like annoyed if I don't hustle enough and that kind of stuff. And because I have learned to take care of myself so well, I will do that in my business. So the last 3 weeks I've been really busy. And I know that I'm really busy, and I know that I don't like to be really busy. So what I do is I take all the free time that I have to do stuff that really nurtures me. So I go to the spa, I relax, I make sure I have some alone time because I go really well on alone time. And I am never mean to myself about taking time off. I think it is so good for myself to take time off, taking all the time off that I need all the time. So yeah, and by allowing myself to do that, like, I'm still really busy and I have stuff to do, so it's not that if I allow myself to take a lot of time off that nothing will happen. And I think it is so easy to be hard on yourself. So yeah, I'm now thinking like this whole story that I'm having saying is like not clear at all. Sorry, so you have to cut this, I think.
No, it was actually really good as to yeah. Allow yourself time off and be a kind boss. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, be the boss that you wished you had. What do you want as an employee? Do you want to have a lot of free time? Do you need a lot of goal setting, or is it better for you to go with the flow and allow yourself to do that?
How did you figure out what worked for you?
That's a good question. That's a really good question. I think because I already worked on self-love so many years and I'm doing what is right for me, that I just took that into starting a business. And knowing what is right for me, that is really connecting to my intuition and to feel into my body and feel, is this right, yes or no?
Yeah, I was just looking at my paper for your human design, and you are a splenic projector, so it is a deep inner knowing that you yeah. have that you can connect to and use that in your business as well.
Yeah, yeah. It is strong. I know when my intuition is talking to me. And at first, when I try to connect with my intuition, I sometimes confused fear for intuition as well, because fear is also something that you can feel in your body. But now I'm very clear on the difference between fear and intuition for me. Yeah, it's a different sensation in my body.
Can you explain it in words, how it feels differently?
Yeah, for me, and I think this is personal for everybody, it's probably different, I think. But for me, fear is my brain is more shutting down, and I can feel like a lot of tension in my head when I feel fear, and also maybe a little more tensing up in my body. And my intuition is, it comes deeper in my body. I don't know, more my heart, maybe splenic, like there. Yeah, it's really deep in my body. I feel I can only make a sound that maybe translated, but it's like a doof. It's like it goes like a gong that goes doof. And I also know that as soon as I take the first step to act on that feeling, everything in my body opens and I feel relieved. And if I feel fear, which is more in my head, the feeling, but also like tensing up in my body, if I then act on it, that tension feeling stays. There's no opening.
It's very interesting, because this is something that people don't often go into. They're like, oh, follow your intuition. But how do you actually know that it is your intuition talking to you or guiding you? And I think a lot of people can learn that from you as well. What is something else that you wish to share with other people? Like something that you say to everyone that you meet, or like every client needs to hear this thing. What would that be?
You are worthy of love right now, because a lot of people think that they need to achieve something, work harder, be more spiritual, be a better business owner, be a better partner, have a partner, have a car, have a better body, and then you are worthy of love. But I am so not buying into that. You are worthy of love right now. Right now, with everything that you are, the beautiful parts, but also the parts that you maybe feel ashamed for or guilty, or you think you should be better. All those parts of you deserve love. You are already whole. You are it. And from that place of self-love and worth and feeling worthy, you still have this, because I get a lot of questions of people who think like, but if I love myself, then I don't have any motivation to grow anymore because I'm already there. And yeah, could be, maybe if you love yourself, you don't feel motivated to grow anymore. But for me, when I love myself, I am so happy to see myself grow and achieve new things, because I love myself. I want to be better at things and play around and learn, and from a place of wanting myself to shine, and not because I need to achieve it, because then I'm worthy. No, I am worthy, and because I'm worthy, I want to achieve.
Yeah, this is so powerful. Yeah, I'm so glad that you shared this, because that's amazing and definitely something that the world needs and needs to listen to. And I would love to hear from you as well what it means for you to be a mission-driven entrepreneur.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that if I think about mission-driven entrepreneurs, are there entrepreneurs who aren't mission-driven? And because for me, that's the whole thing. I have a mission to bring into the world. I want people to step into their power and feel so whole and trusting themselves that they can do anything that they want in this world. And yeah, so it makes me so happy when I coach people or give workshops and see people grow. Yeah, it just makes my heart like go yes. Yeah,
exactly. So you're like the the star student for being mission driven, because that's really what drives you. And if other people want to grow and self-love or ice baths or all the things that you do, where can they find more about you?
They can find me at Instagram at Linde Yelena, and they can find me at lindeyelena.com.
You are basically the master of the four elements.
Yeah, basically. That's what I was joking when I was doing the firewalk instructor training. I was really joking, like, I did the ice, I did the fire, I did the breath work, la la la.
And yeah. Earth, like, are you really good at grounding or something with that as well?
Yeah, for me, Earth is, I love to go on silence retreats and then walk on my bare feet and just into stillness. And being silent and with the earth is really bringing me a lot of wisdom as well. In the retreat, we're gonna do some stuff with silence as well. But the earth element is gonna be a sweat lodge, because the sweat lodge is basically the womb of the earth, and it's. Maybe a little bit too much to dive into right now to explain what a sweat lodge is, but it's a very transforming ritual.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this retreat. I hope I'm somewhere close in the world to you where you're hosting this that I can come.
Yes, it would be so much fun if you would be there.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah.
For sharing and for all your wisdom and deep knowledge. I'm so excited to share this with the world as well.
Thank you for having me. I really love to have this conversation with you.
You have reached the end of another episode of the Mission Driven Entrepreneur Show. If you've got any insights from listening to this episode, it would mean so much to me if you share them on Instagram and tag me at stephanie.smolders, or you can leave a review. Your help and support means truly a lot to me. You can find all the links and resources mentioned in this episode in the show notes below, and be sure to visit stephaniesmolders.com to discover the fantastic bonus content. Thank you so much for listening, and I will speak to you very soon.